Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Second hour of four. Thank you, Pete. Adam the Bull, who does radio in Cleveland, will be with us at 11:30. You actually hear him on 106.7 The Fan on the weekends, nationally with CBS Radio. What is being said in Cavs country about the Celtics-Cavs, Kyrie Irving, Isaiah Thomas trade blockbuster that went down yesterday? He'll be with us in about 25 minutes. Want to get into the study in a second that you sent our way yesterday about fans dating their rivals. But Pete was just talking about Jason Wirth and Trey Turner rehabbing. The Nats got another big win last night. What a great appearance in the eighth inning by Brandon Kinstler. Bases loaded, one out, ground ball machine comes on and gets a ground ball tailor-made 5-4-3 double play. Daniel Murphy had a tough time getting out of his glove at second.
That was a little
hairy. That was one of the best double plays the Nats have turned all year.
It was meaningful. And Kinstler could have gone for a strikeout a couple different times because I think he had the slider on the outer third open because the guy was lumbering, swing, was barely foul-tipping fastballs. He was in swing mode. I thought he could have gotten a comfortable strikeout. It was more important to him to bury that fastball inner third under the hands to get a rollover ground ball for a double play. It's almost like Doug Fister when he was perfect for the Nats, when he was like in his prime and everything was going the right way. It's almost like, let me get my left side some work. Let me get Anthony Rendon a ball. Let me get Ian Desmond a ball here. It was almost like he was going for that, and it was amazing. It was perfect.
The Nats now have a great bullpen. It is terrific.
It happened, didn't it?
Sean Doolittle's last 12 appearances, he's got 12 strikeouts, just 5 hits, and no runs given up. A little bit of a rough start to his time in Washington. He has been magnificent, back to his old self ever since. All right, so you sent us this story, Danny, and on your Bort Day, we want to talk about something that caught your attention yesterday. This is hilarious. Ravens fans, more than any other fan base in the country, despise dating fan of their rival as girlfriend, boyfriend.
So this is via a, I don't know, one of those kinds of...
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It is Fanatics. I guess it's just Fanatics, but it's spelled weird. Fanatics survey of NFL fans that was done. Basically, they pulled all of the fans that responded in the country, divvied them up by fan base to see what they thought about dating fans of the teams that they hate the most.
So scientific, this would probably not be published in some sort of medical journal. You're probably not going to get this cited by... experts in the field and whatever else, but it's still fun kind of anecdotally and fits some of the things that we think. So what it basically means is, let's say for the sake of argument, you're a Ravens fan. You're living in wherever you live, right? An opposing fan of the opposite sex or whoever you may be attracted to, do you have any shot of starting a relationship with that
Pittsburgh
person?
Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
So their one seed would be Pittsburgh, but Baltimore appears a second time in the number 5 spot because you know who else the Baltimore Ravens hate? The Patriots. Because the Patriots... have, knocked them out of the postseason a couple different times, and the Patriots themselves are pretty damn hateable. So Baltimore appears 2 times in the top 10 carrying a chip on their shoulder.
They were the most cautious when it came to dating rival fans. 50% of Ravens fans said they would absolutely not date a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Second on the list, the Chicago Bears. So dudes in Chicago meet a girl they really like. They want to court, but she loves the Packers. 46% of them would not date that person. Texans fans hate the idea of dating Cowboys fans.
I thought that was fascinating.
Geographical rivalry, 44%. That's got a little Orioles-Nats feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
The Los Angeles Rams, formerly of the St. Louis Rams, and the San Francisco 49ers, 4th on the list. Baltimore Ravens, as you mentioned, 5th with the Patriots. Then Vikings, Packers. So Packers fans. Ladies and men who like Green Bay are having a hard time finding dates, apparently, in the Midwest.
Old school, central, north, whatever you want to call that division, rivals.
Redskins fans not pictured in the top 10. So then they have another list here. This is celibate celebration is what they called it. Did you see this one? This is the percent of fans that would give up sex for a year rather than dating a rival fan. Okay?
Yeah.
So basically, when a Ravens fan said, there's no way I would ever date a Steelers fan, so they said, okay, put your money where your mouth is. You have to
no Congress for you.
Have any Congress for a calendar year and not go on any dates, and you won't have to worry about dating a rival fan. 24% of Ravens fans, the highest responding group again, said that they would go a year and that they would not date a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Then you get down to like number 10, which is the Arizona Cardinals at 12%, just to give you an idea. So double the percentage for the number one seed, the Ravens. So again, point is, they're very committed. They're very passionate.
Ravens fans are so committed.
You can say what you want about Baltimore fans, and I do a lot, by the way. The chip on the shoulder they have against D.C., the disdain they have for us, whatever else. They're committed, and they've got the passion. If nothing else, they have that.
What does it say about Redskins fans that we didn't show up anywhere at the top of these lists?
This bothered me a little bit, and it shouldn't. But it did. It bugged me. I want this fan base.
You'd be out of luck, though, Danny, in a transient town if you had to only date Redskins fans. Well, they're tough to come by sometimes.
I don't necessarily even need you to date a Redskins fan. To me, there's I'd say, 28 unoffensive teams. Really, 27 because the Patriots are not pretty annoying. Because that's all they do is win. And Sully from South is obnoxious. And we get it, bro. You've always been a fan. That's why your jersey's all brand new. Where's your Steve Grogan jersey? Where's your Andre Tippett jersey, pal? Sully, okay, you just jumped on the bandwagon since Tom Brady started taking you guys to titles.
Balls of hard gear.
Thank you very much, Sonny P. I think what I want is our fan base to get back to hating our rivals again. It's good for everybody. It's good for everyone. We need to hate the Giants more, okay? We need to be disgusted when we see the Tuna, Bill Parcells, and stupid Harry Carson. We need to be disgusted when we see Otis Anderson and everybody else. We need to hate the Eagles like we always did. And we need to continue and reignite the hatred for the Cowboys. They're the worst. They're everything bad about us and our country. I hate them. And I hate everyone that likes them. Let's get back to that. Redskins not pictured. Not even pictured.
My fiance is a Redskins season ticket holder, was when I met her. Mm-hmm. But that is coincidental.
Yes,
that was far from a prerequisite for me. It wasn't something I cared that much about. If you would have asked me 5 years ago, I would have said I'll probably end up getting married to someone that's not that big of a sports fan. That would have been my guess. I mean, it wasn't like something where it was important to me that we're at every game and all those things. It turns out we have a lot in common. We like going to games, and that's a big part of our relationship, which is cool. Your wife likes the Ravens, though,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
I don't know if she's a fan or if she just likes them casually or what. Does she
Raven
watch
Royal.
Games on Sundays?
Yeah. I mean,
was that a sticking point for you? Was that an issue?
She can at our place because I'm watching the Redskins,
yeah.
And that takes priority for not only my fandom but for work. But, like, she would like the Ravens and Orioles to do well.
I'm going to annoy you.
Okay.
I could absolutely... I'm lucky how it worked out. I'm pretty happy with what I got going on. I could absolutely have dated, married a Cowboys fan.
I think you're saying that, but you don't know what that would mean.
I could have, because to me, it's like fun ribbing. You can make your little bets like, hey, if my team wins, this happens. If your team wins, this happens. I think I could absolutely. Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, whatever.
Interesting.
I could absolutely date a fan of a rival. I wouldn't have a problem with
it. Again, I think you're saying that without really understanding it. I think you've not been exposed to the true evil and malice that comes from those fan bases.
Let's pose the question
to
listeners.
They're venomous. Poison.
800-636-1067 on the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. Could you marry a fan, if you're a Redskins fan, of the Dallas Cowboys or of whatever team is your rival? 800-636-1067. And maybe you've got a good story. Maybe you're currently dating a Cowboys fan. Maybe you did at some point and it didn't work out. Want to hear from people who have tried this and it worked or it didn't. We'll get to those calls next on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I want you to call Window Nation. You don't have to make a terrible sacrifice like dating a Cowboys fan or talking to an Eagles fan or knowing a Giants fan. No, no, no. You could just be a regular citizen of this area and make a great idea come to life. Thanks to our pals at Window Nation. It's the annual back-to-school sale. You get two free windows for every two you buy. You buy four, you get four. There's no limit. Plus, how about 0% interest until 2019? That's free money for 18 months. And for extra credit, how about up to a $500 Amazon gift card for free when you purchase a house of windows?
Window Nation. I did it. Danny did it. We're glad we did. You will be as well. They have installed windows expertly in 65,000 homes. They can also do doors. I got a door going out on the back deck. Blinds in the glass. Pull down a little lever, and the blinds right in the glass open and close. It is beautiful. Top five remodeler in the country, according to Remodeling Magazine. Call them at 866-90-NATION. 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com. Say, hey, I want that 0% interest until 2019, that buy two, get two back-to-school deal. I want a gift card up to $500 for back-to-school shopping. 866-90-NATION.
You got to tell them Grant and Danny sent you when you go to windownation.com or call them 866-90-NATION. Window Nation for your home and ours, because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.